Welcome back, everyone, to Lobo Stadium. Longview has defeated John Tyler tonight by a score of 41-13. A great crowd on hand here for the for this big game, and Coach King has joined us now. Coach, congratulations on the win. Moving on next week, going out of state and playing.
Yeah, it was a big win for us. Homecoming crowd, green out night, all in one, and, you know, thought our football team came ready to play. The biggest thing I was proud to see is take the football, the opening drive, and score, which is something we haven't done all year long. And then we just kind of, you know, fed off of that along the way. I think we had to punt once, had a turnover once, if I'm not mistaken. The only drives we didn't score on except the last drive. So it was a pretty good performance offensively. Defensively, I just thought we missed too many tackles. And we didn't tackle well in space. We didn't wrap up. They ran through us. And, you know, but we held up when we needed to. You know, held them to two first-half field goals. And, of course, they got the touchdown in the second half. I think we had them about 3rd and 25. And they popped a run and went for it on fourth and got it and continued to drive. So, but, you know, anytime you beat John Tyler's a good win, particularly, you know, what's happened the last three times he's been here. You know, we've heard about that all week. But they'll be a good football team down the road. I don't doubt that a bit. Rickland's a good coach, and he'll have his kids ready.
I think John Tyler, they've had two really good backs. So, I mean, they put a lot of pressure on you, Hawkins in particular, and both of them are good. And I think for the most part, we did a good job of defensing them. They struggled a little bit with their passing game, but they've got a good running team.
Yeah, they do. They're heavy run. You know, the quarterback's a little banged up right now, as you saw tonight. He's limited what he's able to get done. But the healthier he gets, the better they're going to be. But they ran for about 500 yards last week. You know, so running is what they do, and they're good at it. You know, we had people in the spot to make a play, and we didn't. I mean, that's what's frustrating. I mean, you just run right through us, and we're overrun it, and they've cut back underneath us. So, got to do a better job of fitting that, but we will. You know, and just defensively had too many offside penalties. I mean, that'll kill us next week because you know we play in Federation rules, and if you cross the neutral zone, it's a penalty whether you get back or not. So, our defensive line, defensive front's gonna have to do a better job of that. I bet we've had 10 offsides penalties this year, whether it's a D lineman or a linebacker or safety blitzing. We ain't timed it very well.
Offensively, Haynes had an outstanding game tonight. I thought he really played well. Saw him check off several times. I tell you, Johnny and Brent were talking about that. That's a real key to be able to recognize the defense and then be able to change the play. And we had several big plays because of that.
We did, and we put a lot more on him in that aspect tonight. You know, we felt like something we haven't got going is our triple option from under center. So we were going to try to pound Jesse in there a little bit and see if we could find leverage or a gap to run the dive into, and he did a good job of checking it. We had a chance for a couple more big runs that, you know, we missed a block on, but it's just something else to our offense. Had a couple of, zone checks, too, out of some other stuff he checked correctly. We had big runs on as well, so that was good to see. I thought our offensive line played a lot better in the second half than we did in the first half, and, you know, we were trying to do a few things differently in the first half, and, we just kind of got back to our comfort zone in the second half and started, blocking down and kicking out and doubling at the point of attack. And that's what those kids believe in, and that's what they're good at. So that's what we started doing.
The second half last week and this week, Keelan Williams has looked more like the back we saw last year. And tonight he ended up with a big game. I think he had right at 140 yards. That one touchdown run was impressive.
He come out of there with it. You know, the ball was designed to go front side, and he saw a crease and cut it backside out of end over, and wasn't anybody left. He over-pursued, you know, and had a big catch, out of the slot for us, but had a couple of big runs for us. So I was proud of how he ran the ball. All of our backs, I thought, you know, Jesse and Kevin, the fullbacks, had a couple of good runs. And, of course, our tailbacks with J.D. and Keelan and Caden Meredith both, had some big runs for us. So it was nice to see those guys get in action. Harvey Board and Corey Evans too. They got a couple of totes, and my man Hammer got him a catch tonight. How about that?
He sure
that?
Did.
The most impressive thing about the catch is he didn't get a 15-yard penalty because I thought he would throw the ball or kick the ball in the stand or something. So, we've had that conversation since he was about eight. You know, what are you going to do? When, you know, so but no, it was a big play for us. Continue to drive. So I was proud of him.
He didn't just catch it. He decided to run over somebody on the way.
He tried to do something with it.
took him with him. I tell you. Yeah, it's a good ball game. I'm sure I don't know if we got everybody in, but we were able to get a lot of players in, a lot of players, week in and week out. The more they get to play, the more they understand the techniques and the schemes and things like that. And, you got to go for the win first, but getting those young men in and that experience is big.
Yeah, it is, and it's nice to get them in. And like I told the coaches last week, I don't know next time is we'll have a chance to do that. You know, we didn't foresee this coming tonight, and don't foresee it coming next Friday night or, starting district play. It's going to be some tough ball games the next 3 weeks that we're playing, but it's nice to get them in when we can, and nice to get those guys playing experience, and what we'll take from this. Had a couple of mistakes. We see some errors that we're making. We got to get them corrected because that's what people are going to do. They're going to try to go exploit a weakness. And if you got a weak link, that's what they're going to attack. And they tried to take advantage of some things tonight from an offensive standpoint against our defense. And we've got to learn from it and move on. And same thing on offense. They gave us a couple of different looks and, things maybe we got to rep more. So the kids get more comfortable doing it. But the more we play and the better we practice and the better we play, the more we're going to get adjusted to everything. And if the longer we can play, then nothing should surprise them.
Yeah.
I tell you, one thing for sure is we got a deadly combo between Haynes and Camden Perry. They're on the same frequency.
I had a coach in high school used to tell me, a guy, he said, that boy can catch. He can catch a grease BB in the dark. Camden Perry can do that. Great hands, and Haynes made some good throws tonight, but, those receivers did a good job of catching the ball and making something out of it. And the other guys run their route combinations. There's somebody that's got to clear out sometimes for another guy to catch a ball, or block or whatever it is. So I've been real pleased with those guys. Jalen Brayton, can't forget him. He got his first touchdown.
Yes.
So he made one miss. Nice for him to catch the ball and score. So yeah. It was nice to see that young tight end do that.
It sure was. Well, Coach, it's a big win. We excuse me. Appreciate your time as usual coming up here and speaking with us before a huge crowd. And as you said, we got another big one. We'll think about this one tonight, maybe tomorrow, and then get ready for next week against Ruston.
Got to go to Ruston's 7 o'clock kickoff over there. So it will be 7 p.m. at their place. Whatever that Ruston Hulse Garrett Stadium, whatever, is meeting my old buddy Jared Ball.
I was going to say we get to see you. Wish him well, but hope that we still come out on the top.
He'll have him ready because he's been hearing it all summer. From all our cronies over there, the buddies we had from our days in Louisiana. So he'll have him ready. I know Jared well enough to know that this game means a lot to him. But hey, it's going to mean a lot to our football team too. So. But I do appreciate it, and I need these kids to take care of themselves tonight with all the homecoming stuff, Coach Cornett has his 10 o'clock workout. If any parents listen, 10 a.m. if your kid wants to come get his post-game workout in, he starts at 10, so it'd be good for him. Okay. He'd get a lot of soreness out, but anyway, thank y'all.
I know a lot of old men that could stand that, but I
stay in the office when that starts. he's got some sadistic things. I don't know. He's just different, Coach Cornett is. He's got all kind of crazy exercises he does, but he's good at what he does too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well,
I got to get. I got to hit the road. So
okay.
You man.
All right.
See y'all Friday. Okay.
All righty. All right. Thanks a lot. Coach John King very graciously every week comes up and talks to us. And Matt, we'll send it back to you, and we'll take a timeout, and then we'll come back and wrap it up and get out of Lobo Stadium before they turn the lights out on us.